Supervisors Business Meeting. Today is June 12th, 2025. The time is now 7:10. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin roll call, beginning with my right.
Bill Genoway.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamady, Township Manager.
John Walker from the Solicitor's Office.
Amanda Lafty, Assistant Township Manager.
And Supervisor Greg Phillips is not able to attend this evening, so he's absent. The next item on the agenda is approval of the meeting minutes for May 1st, 2025 for Zoning Workshop, May 1st, 2025 BOS Workshop, May 15th, 2025 Business Meeting. Is there a motion to approve these minutes?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
There you go.
Motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. All in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes stand approved. Next item on the agenda is Chairperson's comments. The only comment that I have for this evening is prior to this meeting, we had an exec session, and then after this meeting is over, we'll convene into another exec session. We weren't able to complete our discussion, and it related to personnel and real estate matters. The next item on the agenda is something that we have been wanting to start. We want to be able to begin highlighting each of our departments in the township and just spotlight some special things that are happening. And because we're entering the summer season, appropriate one for this time, for this first highlight is with Parks and Rec. And Director Dan Russell put together some things for me to read to the public. So from Dan Russell, the school year has officially come to a close and it's a busy time for Parks and Recreation Department. A variety of summer camps begin June 16th and run through August 22nd. Different options are available each week, ranging from sports, performing arts, science, math, art, chess camps, crime scene CSI camps, and our annual Upper Marion Cop Camp run by our friends at the police department. Availability remains for most camps, and residents can register online or in person at the Upper Marion Community Center. Summertime is a great time for swimming, and lots of aquatics programs are happening at the Upper Marion Pool. Learn to swim lessons, splash ball, water polo, and water workout classes are just some of the offerings. Memberships are also available, and more information can be found on the Township website. The 39th Annual Concerts Under the Stars kicks off on May 23rd. We have over 25 shows scheduled at the Township Building Park, making this season one of the largest to date. Some of the larger shows will feature Amy Mann, John Oates, the Legendary Wailers, and Jerry Harrison, and Adrian Ballou from the Talking Heads. Three special concerts are also being held at Hoyser Park on July 3rd, 5th, and 6th. The largest of these shows will be the River Roads Music Festival on July 5th, featuring the Indigo Girls, Dar Williams, and more. For a complete listing of the concerts for this year, you can go to the website at www.concertunderthestarskop.com. The Township will also be celebrating our nation's birthday on July 4th with our annual event at Hoyser Park. The day will consist of carnival featuring rides, games, and carnival foods. We will also have over 12 food trucks, beer wine garden, a live concert from Plush, and of course, the best fireworks in this area to end the night. And to find out more information about the celebration, you can go to Township website, www.umtownship.org. And thank you, Dan, for putting that together for us. The next thing I'd like to read is the current vacancies for our citizen boards. There is currently two vacancies, one under Media Communications Board and one under the Upper Marion Historical Commission. There are three youth vacancies for the Farmers Market, for Public Safety Board, and for the Upper Marion Historical Commission. One alternate position is open for the Zoning Hearing Board, and that's our list of the vacancies. All right. The next item on the agenda is for public comment for anyone that's with us either online or in present here in Freedom Hall. Anything that's related to items on the agenda, this is the opportunity for a resident to come forward. You can come to the podium and make resident comments about anything on the agenda. Is there anyone present that would like to come forward to speak? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we'll dive right into an exciting part of our agenda for this evening. And it's always wonderful to see a full house in here that it's wonderful to see all the people coming here to celebrate some special things for this evening. The first thing we have is a police promotion, and I'm not sure who will be coming to the podium to do the promotions. I believe I see Chief Blaine Lees coming forward. And I will turn the floor over to you to proceed.
Thank you. I'm going to throw a curveball here. We're going to do it in a little different order. Chairperson Garzillo, Board of Supervisors, Township Manager Hamaday, all of our township officials, public safety team members, and the community. Thank you for allotting us time this evening to promote a police lieutenant, recognize our 2024 Police Officer of the Year, and formally swear in two new Upper Merion police officers, three paramedics, and an EMT. The first thing we're going to do is call our Officer of the Year forward. That way Judge Krause doesn't have to stand up in the front foyer there for too long. Our 2024 Officer of the Year is Detective Jay Nakahara. Detective Nakahara personifies professionalism. He approaches his work with enthusiasm, no matter how big an investigation may or may not be. Oftentimes, when others would give up after conventional investigative methods have failed, Detective Nakahara comes up with an outside-the-box solution that furthers an investigation. In 2024, Detective Nakahara used his technological skills to uncover otherwise lost video footage taken by a defendant who had broken into his neighbor's apartment and installed hidden cameras inside of her apartment. His skillful work led to the successful prosecution of the defendant, who is currently residing in prison. Detective Nakahara is viewed as an authority in all things related to technology and cell phones, having been used consistently as an expert in cell phones and cell phone data mapping to assist in investigations, including drug dealing, firearm trafficking, and murder. He has designed, built, and delivered hidden cameras to multiple police departments around Montgomery County, because these same cameras have been used in Upper Merion for years as a result of Detective Nakahara's proactive approach to investigations. Detective Nakahara has produced work that has not only led to arrests and convictions in cases assigned to him, but has strengthened cases of our other officers and detectives in Upper Merion Township and beyond. Beyond his exceptional work ethic, everyone has at least one story about how genuinely nice a person Detective Nakahara is. Now there, be it resolved that Detective Jay Nakahara of the Upper Merion Township Police Department be recognized for his dedication, professionalism, positive attitude, innovation, and exemplary service, making him an outstanding selection as the 2024 Upper Merion Township Police Officer of the Year. And that's presented on this 12th day of June, 2025. In addition, Detective Nakahara will be issued his awards bar, which he'll proudly wear on his uniform. Ours for Officer of the Year is blue, so that goes to your uniform. Congratulations. Thank you very much. If you get a picture of you. All right. Promotion. So tonight we're promoting a lieutenant, a sergeant to the position of lieutenant. So five sergeants chose to participate in the assessment process for the open lieutenant's position that was administered by a third-party company. The independent evaluators were extremely impressed with all five of our sergeants who participated, and each commended on how lucky our department is to have all of them. At the end of the assessment center, Sergeant Chris Dolga was ranked number one. Sergeant Chris Dolga grew up in Upper Merion and graduated as a Viking. Sergeant Dolga started his career here at Upper Merion as a police dispatcher in 2002. He was hired as a police officer in 2006 after spending 1 year at the Lower Merion Township Police Department. Sergeant Dolga received a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the Penn State University and also a master's degree from Southern New Hampshire University in psychology. Sergeant Dolga has been the recipient of the Upper Marion Police Department Bravery Award twice in 2018 and 2022, and was also the Officer of the Year in 2022. When Sergeant Dolga is not at work, he enjoys being a dad and coaching his kids' sports. Sergeant Dolga is here tonight with his family and friends. Sergeant Dolga's three sons, Darren, Henry, and Adam, will be pinning his badge on him tonight. Sergeant Dolga is being promoted to the rank of lieutenant. If we could call Judge Krause to the podium, please. Judge Krause is a retired Upper Marion police officer, for those who don't know.
Sergeant Dolga, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Christopher Dolga, do solemnly swear.
I, Christopher Dolga, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And without consideration to a person's race.
And without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age.
Sexual orientation, age.
National origin, ancestry.
National origin, ancestry.
Handicap or disability.
Handicap or disability.
Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And now we'll move on to swearing in two new Upper Marion police officers. These candidates will replace officers who have retired, which will then return our department to full staffing. They have successfully completed our thorough hiring process. The first candidate that I'd like to call to the podium is Justin Fisher. Born and raised here in King of Prussia, a June 2021 graduate of the Upper Marion High School, adding yet another Viking to our team. Graduated Bucknell University 2 weeks ago with a bachelor's degree in political science and religion, where he also played football. Matthew McCormick, born and raised in Medford, New Jersey, currently resides in Upper Marion Township, a June 2021 graduate of Lenape High School. In 2024, graduated with an associate's degree in criminal justice from Rowan College at Burlington County. Matthew currently works at Lifetime King of Prussia as the aquatics manager. Justin and Matthew will both be assigned to the Montgomery County Police Academy for their municipal police officer training, starting on Monday, June 30th, for a period of 6 months. Judge Krause.
Gentlemen, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Justin Fisher.
I, Justin Fisher.
I, Matthew McCormick.
I, Matthew McCormick.
Do solemnly swear.
Do
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And without consideration to a person's race.
And without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age.
Sexual orientation, age.
National origin, ancestry.
National origin, ancestry.
Handicap or disability.
Handicap, disability.
Officer Fisher, congratulations.
Thank you.
Officer McCormick, congratulations. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to call Chief James Johnson to the podium to introduce our four new full-time EMS staff members.
Good evening, Chairperson Garzillo, members of the board, Mr. Hamaday, and of course, our citizens. Over the past few months, we've experienced several vacancies in our EMS division, leaving us in need of four full-time EMS employees. After careful consideration, we have found four qualified candidates to fill this void. We are here this evening to swear in three paramedics and one EMT that will join our Upper Marion Township team. Susan Baran. Susan is a graduate of Perryville High School in Maryland. She attended Cecil College, Kaplan University, and Delaware County Community College. She obtained her National Registered Paramedic certification in 1994. For 22 years, Susan served Delaware County as a paramedic, first at Fitzgerald Mercy Hospital, then Taylor Hospital, finishing up at Chester Crozier as a paramedic lieutenant. Susan is a seasoned provider and takes pride in the care and respect she gives to all of her patients. Next, we have Jordan Maines. Jordan is a graduate of North Mecklenburg High School. He became an EMT in 2014 at Central Piedmont Community College. He obtained his paramedic certification in 2022 at Stanley Community College. Jordan has served numerous agencies as an EMT. Jordan has served Lehigh Valley Health Network as a paramedic and recently served Eastern Emergency Medical Services as a paramedic supervisor. Jordan prides himself on specialized problem solving, critical decision making, and rapid patient care. Next, we have Jewel Singles. Jewel is a graduate of W.B. Saul Agricultural Science High School. In 2018, she obtained her EMT Basic from Jeffersstadt Educational Center. She completed Delaware County Community College's paramedic program in May of 2024. Jewel served Collingdale Volunteer Fire Company as an EMT. She worked as an EMT for Delaware County Memorial Hospital and then a paramedic for Crozier EMS. Jewel prides herself on being resourceful, cooperative, and having great communication skills. And lastly, we have Micah Rich. In 2019, Micah obtained his high school diploma in Green Lane, PA. In 2023, Micah attended Hampton Roads Fire Academy in York County, Virginia. He previously obtained his EMT and worked for ambulance right here in King of Prussia. Micah worked for York County Fire and Life Safety as a firefighter EMT. Micah prides himself on his professionalism and reliability. He holds countless fire and EMS certifications. At this time, I will ask District Judge Patrick Krause to come forward and administer the EMS oath.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Susan Baran.
I, Susan Baran.
I, Jordan Maines.
I, Jordan Maines.
I, Jewel Singles.
I, Jewel Singles.
And I, Micah Rich.
I, Micah Rich.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Without consideration to a person's race.
Without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age.
Sexual orientation, age.
National origin, ancestry.
National origin, ancestry.
Handicap or disability.
Handicap or disability.
Congratulations. Best of luck. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And if the family members that are going to be pinned into badges that could come forward at this time.
Again, thank you for allowing us to do those rewarding things that we all enjoy doing so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. These are always such wonderful evenings, and our public safety team is second to none. And we always appreciate hearing the qualifications of new public safety employees coming on board and not disappointed. So thank you all for becoming part of our public safety team, and we welcome you and look forward to greatness from you, as typical from our public safety. And before everyone leaves the room, I'd like to turn the floor over to Vice Chair Janaway. He has some remarks that he'd like to share with us, and turn the floor to you.
Thank you, Chairperson Garzillo. On behalf of the board, I wanted to take a moment to announce that next Wednesday, June the 18th, a press conference will be held here at the Township Building to formally announce the partnership between Jefferson Hospital System and Upper Marion Township's EMS and Fire Department to place a mobile stroke unit in the township to respond to these critical life-threatening and debilitating incidents in a timely fashion with state-of-the-art stroke intervention capabilities. It's been proven that timely assessment and treatment of stroke events can impact significantly the patient's medical event and the availability of a unit that carries on board a nurse, paramedic, EMT, and radiologist, and all of the necessary stroke intervention equipment will enhance our delivery of public safety and out-of-hospital care immensely. There's only one other such unit in the region, also operated by Jefferson Health in conjunction with Bensalem EMS. These are groundbreaking, state-of-the-art, out-of-hospital care initiatives, and we are honored to have this service operating in Upper Marion Township. Like everything, it'll take a little while to fully integrate this, but it's a great step for two things. First of all, to develop a system or a relationship with a healthcare system that is as broad and far-reaching as Jefferson Health. And they already have facilities in Upper Marion, so it's a natural for them to expand and bring other capabilities here. But more importantly, it grows our public safety capabilities. And for the people at home, you have to understand the number one job that we as elected officials in a second-class township have is to protect the public. And we consider this a major step forward in continuing to provide state-of-the-art services. And frankly, I believe, and I know my fellow supervisors believe, we're the best in the state at this. So kudos to the public safety team, leadership, and all involved in making this happen. And we look forward to the press conference and other information to be reviewed next week. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for sharing that with us. At this time, we'll continue on with our agenda. Everyone is welcome to continue to stay with us for the rest of our business meeting. If you have other things you need to take care of this evening, photo opportunities, I'm sure, with some of the promotions for this evening. But we'll give you a chance to clear the room. And I ask that the last person going out the door, please shut the door for us. And enjoy celebrating this evening. Well, we certainly cleared the room there. That they want to go out and celebrate and congratulate the new hirees and promotions. The next item on our agenda is for a proclamation to honor Juneteenth. which is June 19, 2025. And I would like to turn this honor over to Supervisor Wax to read the proclamation for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and this is an honor. Please bear with me while I read the proclamation. Proclamation, whereas President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863, declaring the slaves in the Confederate territory free, paving the way for the passing of the 13th Amendment, which formally abolished slavery in the United States of America. And whereas word about the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation was delayed some 2.5 years to June 19, 1865, in reaching authorities and African Americans in the South and Southwestern United States. And whereas Emancipation Day observations are held on different days in different states in the South and Southwest and in other parts of the nation. And whereas June 19th has a special meaning to African Americans and is called Juneteenth, combining the words of June and 19th, and has been celebrated by the African American community for over 150 years. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed, the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township do hereby declare June 19th, 2025 as Juneteenth in the Township of Upper Marion and urge all citizens to become more aware of the significance of this celebration in African American history and in the heritage of our nation. Proclaimed this 12th day of June 2025 in Upper Marion Township, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, attested to by our Township Manager, Anthony Hamaday, and the Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Tina Garzillo. And here is the proclamation I will hold up. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I truly hope that everybody enjoys Juneteenth and finds some meaning in that day, which is an important day in the history of the United States of America, and for too long was not recognized by the population outside of our African-American community. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Moving along in our agenda, the next item, 9F, we are removing this item from the agenda. It is being postponed to a future business meeting. So 9F is being removed from the agenda. Item G, 2025 Montgomery County Consortium Fuel Contract, approval of contract award to SJ Fuel South Company, Inc. of Barrington, New Jersey for the price differentials of 0.1 cents, regular unleaded, 0.015 super unleaded and 0.1 B2 diesel as recommended by the Director of Public Works. May I entertain a motion to accept this fuel contract?
I'll make a motion to accept this contract.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Wax. All in favor of approval of this contract, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 4-0. Next item on the agenda is our consent agenda, item H. H1, mobile stroke unit agreement, Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital, approval of an agreement between Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital and Upper Marion Township for the Jefferson and Upper Marion, for the Jefferson and Upper Marion for the co-establishment and operation of a mobile stroke unit in the township as outlined in said agreement, subject to the approval of the final form and function of the agreement by the township solicitor. Number two, mobile stroke unit garage agreement, Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital, approval of an agreement between Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital, Upper Marion Township, and the King of Prussia Volunteer Fire Company for the lease of a portion of the King of Prussia Fire Station on Allendale Road for the housing of the mobile stroke unit ambulance as outlined in said agreement and subject to the approval of the final form and function of the agreement by the township solicitor. Item three, consideration of a business tax appeal settlement, Heartland Foods LLC, approval of a business tax appeal submitted by Heartland Foods LLC, 3000 Valley Forge Circle, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, 19406, for the penalty and interest in the amount of $164.92 for the tax year 2024. Number four, deputy tax collector approval, to approve the appointment of Martin Sheenan by the Upper Marion Tax Collector as Deputy Tax Collector pursuant to the Pennsylvania Local Tax Collection Law. Number five, Resolution 2025-12, appointing Lieutenant Christopher Dolga as Emergency Management Coordinator. Item six, pump station Pump Station Pump Replacement Project, approval of payment of application number one in the amount of $203,313 to Desco Design and Construction, Inc. of Fleetwood, Pennsylvania for construction work activities performed to date as recommended by the consulting engineer. Number seven, Pump Station Pump Replacement Project, approval of payment application number two in the amount of $152,457.18 to Desco Design and Construction, Inc. of Fleetwood, Pennsylvania for contract services performed to date as recommended by the consulting engineer. Number eight, Revenue Stabilization Fund Commitment, approval of the designation of $2 million in the Revenue Stabilization Fund as committed fund balance in the 2024 Upper Marion Township financial statements. Number nine, permission to advertise intermunicipal liquor license transfer for Netflix House Pennsylvania LLC for the intermunicipal liquor license transfer of restaurant liquor license R20614 to their business located at 180 North Gulf Road, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, 19406. Number 10, Resolution 2025-14, disposition of township payroll and BCA records. Number 11, authorized to purchase replacement fire hose, approval of the purchase of 11,429 feet of 4-inch fire hose from compressed air systems through the CoStars program in the amount of $95,289.97 from the Fire Apparatus Equipment Fund as recommended by the Director of Public Safety. Number 12, Resolution 2025-15, support state funding for SEPTA. Number 13, financial escrow security release number one for Stonebrook at Upper Marion Phase 4, approval of escrow release number one in the amount of $845,267.50 for the completion of required site improvements to date as part of the land development project as recommended by the township manager. Do I have a motion to accept all of the consent items?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
And I'll second.
Motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. All in favor of accepting all of the consent items, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Okay, next item on the agenda is accounts payable and payrolls. Motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second?
Second.
Sorry, Kenny. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 4-0. Next item on the agenda is additional business. Do any of my colleagues have anything to share for additional business? I'll start at the end with Supervisor Wax.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two matters of additional business I would like to share tonight. First, I just want to remind our residents that right now we are in the midst of a website bot naming contest. Upper Marion Township is going to have a new website rollout in the coming months, and it is going to contain a chat bot. And as part of the process, we're having a little fun to name the website chatbot. We actually have received a few dozen entries, but the contest is winding down. The deadline is June 30th, and if you want to submit any names, you can do so through the Township e-newsletter. There's a link that goes out, and also on the Township website. The second item I have tonight is I want to share a little bit of good news, and that is Upper Marion Township once again has received a AAA bond rating. I have a press release here from Moody's. I'm not going to read it all, but I do want to read one or two sentences. The Township of Upper Marion's AAA financial position will continue to strengthen through fiscal 25 due to growing governmental and business type revenue, along with conservative budgeting for expenditures. At the end of fiscal 2023, the Township's available fund balance amounted to an excellent 119% of operating revenue. There's more, but I just wanted to leave it at that and say it's been a long time hallmark of Upper Marion Township to maintain a AAA bond rating. It has existed since actually before Supervisor Genoway and I were on the board. It is a partnership between the Board of Supervisors, Township Managers, Department Heads, and everybody involved in the process to maintain a AAA bond rating. It is as a result of the strength of the business community in Upper Marion Township. We are one of a handful of municipalities, truly a handful of municipalities in the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which has a AAA bond rating, and it is something to be very proud of. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Kenny, do you have anything to share?
I just have two things to share. One is that the farmers market will be open Saturday from 10 to 2, and everyone's welcome to come. It's a great place to be, especially when it's nice weather like it is now. And the only other thing, I will wish everyone a very happy 4th of July. It seems like it's early to wish this, but we will not have another meeting prior to that. So I hope everyone will have a very happy and safe 4th. And we'll see you in July after that. Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Supervisor Kenny indicated, our next meeting is after the 4th of July. So I too want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July, but I also want to make sure that we understand we need to be safe on the 4th of July. Remember, if it's hot, stay hydrated, use some sunscreen. If you use a gas grill, make sure that you check that all the fittings are tight before firing it up. Make sure that you maintain a safe distance from any structures. And if you have children around or even yourself and you've had a beer or two, make sure that you have sufficient distance and no one is near the hot grill that you're cooking the great food on. Make sure that as well that you understand that there are 14,000 plus fireworks injuries every year in the United States around the 4th of July. So please be safe. Don't make you and us be one of those incidents this year. And let's stay safe and have a great holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. And one item that I wanted to share is recently Upper Marion Township hosted the Honor Flight Program for our veterans to have them given the opportunity to be able to go down to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials. And then we hosted a celebration upon the return. I think we had mentioned that at last business meeting. What I wanted to announce that's happening in the near future, in conjunction with that, is Montgomery Township is honored to be hosting a program. It's called The Wall That Heals. What this is a 3/4 scale replica of a Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And they'll be hosting this memorial from July 10th to July 13th in their township. This powerful exhibit provides an opportunity for reflection, learning, and connection as we honor the sacrifices of those who served during the Vietnam War. Montgomery Township has planned a route beginning at the Valley Forge Visitor Center and passing through several local communities before arriving at its display site in a park in Montgomery Township. Our parking lot here at the Township Building will be a safe viewing area where community members can be a part of this, and you can gather and cheer on the escort as it passes through our township. The wall escort will be at our location at approximately 10:50 a.m. on Tuesday, July 8th, so right after 4th of July, so July 8th, which is a Tuesday. They're asking that visitors arrive no earlier than 15 minutes prior to the escort passing. It'll be in the rear part of our parking lot, very visible for everyone to see if you'd like to participate with this event. So a second opportunity in close proximity of time to celebrate and honor our veterans. And I just wanted to do an invite to our residents to come out and participate with this event. That was all the comments. Vice Chair Genoway has
one more. I just got an email and I thought it would be important to let everybody know. Next Wednesday, in regard to the press conference that's going to be held, there will be no parking and limited movement at the front of the Township Building. So if you are coming to the Township Building to conduct any business, please go to the rear of the building, or as many of us would call it, the front of the building, down on the side where the retention basin and the gazebo are. Go down there and park in that area and come back through the doors that are located on the back side of the building. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to come forward for public comment? Seeing and hearing none, we're in a position to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.